hard as it was to admit it. She realized maybe she had loved her all along, but her mother could never love her back. It was okay for me to say I loved her, but she couldn't love me, she said. When I realized the truth of that, it was a weight off my shoulders. I felt like finally I had some control. Shortly after those emergency visits with the counselor, Vonnie decided she would go see her mother. Her hands shook as she entered the driveway. She was still fearful. Moments later, she entered the bedroom and looked cautiously at the woman in the bed. White-haired, her eyes shut. She was frail, crippled, unable to talk or move or feed herself. The final days of Alzheimer's, her sister told her. She hadn't recognized anyone in a while. Vonnie sat beside her on the bed. The dying mother opened her eyes, not focused, and started to move them around. She saw Vonnie, her oldest child, and whispered to her, "I shouldn't have been so hard on you." Then Vonnie's mother cried. It was the first time Vonnie had turned around to look behind her, and it began to change her life. A phone call from a sister broke into my life as well. It was 2 or 3 years after my family's visit to Sarasota. The call came while I was fixing supper and coaching homework, settling disputes between brothers, working on a book in my head, all the things my life was overflowing with. "Dad fell down on the sidewalk walking back from the store last week. He couldn't get up. An ambulance came. He's out of the hospital now. They thought he might have had a little heart attack. I just found out today." My father was in his mid-80s by then. How surprising could this news be, especially since he'd smoked all his life and his favorite food was ice cream? The larger question was, why had he lived this long? But I instantly saw him, fallen on the sidewalk, helpless, with a few people gathering, and felt a piercing stab in my gut. That's my father. And I knew that had he died, we would not have heard about it for how long? Maybe a week? He had not told anyone in his housing complex that he had children. "How did you find out, Lori?" "I talked to Dad on the phone today." Silence. Then, "You're talking to Dad?" "Yes, I've been calling him almost every week," she said, her voice calm and assured. "Does he talk to you? What do you talk about?" I could not hide my amazement and confusion. I couldn't believe that out of the six of us, she was the one calling him. "Yeah, he talks. I ask him about things. He'll answer. Sometimes I'm on the phone with him for 45 minutes. I didn't quite believe this.